The Soda Fire in 2015 burned close to 300,000 acres in southern Idaho and eastern Oregon. The wildfire had a profound effect on the landscape, including burning up the food supply for the wild horses that live there. The animals at risk of starvation, so the Bureau of Land Management went into action, conducted what they call a gather, rescuing almost 280 horses on the range. In 2016, our reporter, Samantha Wright, went out among these Mustangs and filed this report. Let's take a listen.
A horse trailer drives through the back gate of the very windy BLM Boise Wild Horse Corrals south of the city. Inside is Red Ryder, a 9-month-old weanling who was rescued after the soda fire. This was his first home off the range, but for the past 6 weeks, he's been living in Horseshoe Bend with Brittany Cooper and Jana Duvetter. Cooper says Red Ryder is special.
He is amazing.
The girls are members of the Lone Star Riders 4-H Club. Since 2009, the BLM has partnered with the University of Idaho 4-H Extension Program to pair up teenagers with young wild horses. The teens gentle, a verb here, and train the animals to make them more adoptable.
We teach them how to go over bridges. We get them comfortable with being touched everywhere. We work with tarps and poles and backing and trotting, pretty much all the groundwork that you would do with a normal horse.
Today, 4 Soda Fire weanlings will take the trail challenge. Each 4-H group runs their horse through an obstacle course. The animals have come a long way from their home that was destroyed by last year's soda fire.
Essentially, the day that they called that soda fire controlled, we knew we had to get the horses out of there. It was black as far as you could see, and there just simply was not enough forage to sustain those horses.
Heather Teal Nelson with the BLM says 27 wild horses died in the fire. Some were injured, and the rest were starving. The BLM, which has 6 wild horse management areas in Idaho, decided to remove or gather the animals from 3 of those areas hit by the fire. When the herds get too big or the food supply isn't enough, they're taken off the range.
They go into either an off-range corral situation or an off-range pasture in the Midwest.
The BLM has 46,000 horses and burros from 10 western states in corrals or pastures. Another 67,000 have been left on the range. But the BLM says there's only room for 27,000 of them. They need to take another 40,000 off the land, but they've got nowhere to put them. Back in 1971, wild horses and burros received federal protection, and the BLM took over management of 25,000 animals. Since then, the habitat has shrunk. Wild horse herds can double every 4 years, and adoption rates have plummeted over the last 15 years. It all adds up to a big problem for the BLM. Adoption programs like the 4-H Challenge and the Extreme Mustang Makeover help some, but neither the BLM nor its critics think adoption will solve the problem.
It takes a certain kind of person with resources and patience and time and skill to train a wild horse, and not everyone has that.
That's Suzanne Roy, executive director of the American Wild Horse Preservation Campaign. Unlike some critics of the BLM program who want the horses gone, she wants to keep wild horses on the range. She says the BLM needs to rely more on birth control to keep populations down. The campaign also wants to make more room by cutting back on cattle grazing.
There's got to be a commitment to really changing, and changing in a way that preserves the essence of America's wild free-roaming horses and honors why they are important to our country.
But the BLM says current birth control methods just aren't that effective. Last year, the agency started an $11 million research project to find better ways of controlling fertility. They're also trying sterilization, a practice Mustang advocates vehemently oppose. At an emotional congressional hearing in June, the BLM admitted frustration at the current system and the need for change. Heather Teal Nelson says the solution won't be easy.
Do we have a monumental challenge in front of us? Absolutely. Do I think we're up for it? You bet.
Back at the trail challenge, Brittany Cooper and Red Ryder fly through the course. Afterwards, Cooper and co-trainer Jana Duvetter are all grins.
It was good. He did really well.
Cooper ended up adopting this particular horse. The teenagers hope to start training a new wild horse through 4-H later this year. Some of the rest of the soda fire horses have been adopted. Others have gone to corrals in Reno and Bruno. The BLM says in a few years, when the landscape is recovered, the horses will be returned to their home on the range. The rest of the animals in holding will remain there until a better long-term solution can be found. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.
That was a story from our reporter back in 2016, Samantha Wright. Well, just last week, some of those horses got to go home to the range that was burned by the Soda Fire 3 years ago now. 26 horses were released back into the Sands Basin Herd Management Area. That's just southwest of Homedale. And with us now is Heather Teal Nelson with the Bureau of Land Management. Welcome, Heather.
Oh, thank you very much.
Heather, take us back, if you would mind, to 2015, to the Soda Fire. Why did you have to take so many horses off the range?
You know, as I mentioned in the story with Sam earlier, that fire burned all three of our herd management areas that we have in the Owyhees. Two of them were burned completely. Both the Sands Basin and the Hard Trigger herd management areas were burned completely. And about a third of the Black Mountain herd management area was burned. So we knew that we had a situation where there was not enough forage to sustain those horses. So in an emergency action, we gathered the horses from their three herd management areas, and we've been caring for them ever since off the range at both the Boise and Bruno off-range corral facilities until last week.
So you've been caring for them. You haven't been domesticating them. They're still wild horses. They've just been stored in BLM corrals?
Yes, that's exactly right. They haven't been handled. They've just been fed and had their basic needs taken care of. That's right.
So last week you said you released some horses, 15 studs and 11 mares onto the landscape. So has the land recovered enough to support them? And how do you have that confidence that they have?
Well, you know, we released those horses according to that plan, to the plan that we had, and that plan was once the majority of the pastures had been reopened to livestock grazing, we would then release the horses. And so we know, and the reason, and I think this is probably a point of curiosity for a lot of people interested in our wild horse herd management. We determine what we call an appropriate management level. And so that's how we knew exactly how many horses we were going to return to the range. So for this, in the instance of the Sands Basin area, we know that the range can sustain about 33 to 64 horses. We also knew, because we had flown the area earlier this spring, that we had seven horses out there. So we released 26 so that we would reach that low end of the appropriate management level. So right now we have 33 horses that are back out on the Sands Basin area.
And Heather, were you there at the moment? How did that release go? Did the horses just gallop off into the sunset?
It is a very simple action. We hauled the horses out there in three different truck and trailer vehicles, and it's essentially opening the gate, and there they go. And it's a fairly quick action. I think the most remarkable part about that release last week were the number of people who came out to watch it.
We're speaking with Heather Teal Nelson. She is with the Bureau of Land Management about the horses rescued from Idaho's Soda Fire. We'd like to hear from you, too. You can reach us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Also find us on Twitter and Facebook. So what happens to the rest of those horses? Like you said, it's a managed approach. You let a first set out. What's next?
All right. So we will be releasing horses to the Hard Trigger herd management area next. It'll likely happen this fall or next spring. Again, we're wanting to make sure that the rehabilitation objectives have been met in that area before we release those horses. So we're going to just be monitoring that and looking to release those horses at that time, next fall or next spring.
So is the idea that all the horses left behind in the BLM corrals will be released, or do you think you'll always have some presence there?
Well, as we know from managing horses for well over 40 years, a wild horse herd really doesn't have any natural predators. So a herd size can double every 4 years. Which is why, you know, it's important that we manage their numbers on the range So generally when we gather, we have more horses than what we know the range can sustain. So those horses that won't be returned are then offered for adoption. And since 1971, when wild horse herds received federal protection, we've actually placed over 245,000 horses into private care.
245,000 adopted horses, but we read that adoptions are down when it comes to wild Mustangs. So why aren't folks taking these animals home?
I think there's any number of reasons. I think, you know, numbers really started to slow down right around that 2008 time period when the economy kind of tanked. And it's expensive to care for an animal, a wild horse, indeed. The silver lining here, I think, truly has been our partnerships with organizations like the Mustang Heritage Foundation, where we're able to provide some training for these animals. So they come with a basic handling, or maybe they're going under saddle. And that helps a lot of our adopters be more successful with the horse that they've taken home to take care of. So, you know, that part has been hugely beneficial for us. But you're right. Adoption numbers have declined over the years. And as a result, we're caring for 45,000 wild horses off the range.
We've been speaking with Heather Teal Nelson with the Bureau of Land Management about the horses rescued from Idaho's Soda Fire. Thank you, Heather.
You bet.